We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Fears over a ticking time bomb when increased numbers of skilled migrants come to Australia, the crippling housing shortage meaning there's nowhere for them to live. The federal government announced last week the migration cap would be lifted to 195,000 places to bring in thousands more skilled workers to help ease desperate workforce shortages. But Urban Task Force Chief Executive Tom Forrest says nurses, teachers, cleaners and other critical workers are already being pushed out of rental accommodation and forced to live further and further away from their workplaces. It's a statewide issue, with housing supply in the bush so tight, rents have spiked by up to 30%, and increased homelessness has sparked calls for more social housing. And to read more, you can with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app. Teachers have been told not to be critical of misbehaving students in their school reports and must begin every document with a positive comment, regardless of the child's academic performance. The advice is contained in new guidelines released by the Department of Education earlier this year, saying reports should focus on evidence of a student's academic progress, not behaviour. Other government organisations have encouraged new teachers to ask their colleagues for pro forma sentences that they can tweak to fit individual students' reports. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Rolling rail strikes in August saw train passenger numbers plunge by 8.5% for the month. Transport New South Wales figures covering the RTBU's series of strikes show close to 730,000 passengers tapped on with their Opal cards last month, 60,000 less than in May. And while the RTBU action included leaving gates open at train stations, it's understood Transport New South Wales was actually pleased by the high number of commuters continuing to tap on for their trips. Meanwhile, the Fair Work Commission case between the government and the unions has been deferred until Friday to enable government lawyers more time to prepare documents. And the Premier's called for the Commonwealth Government to build the new East Coast submarine base in New South Wales, not Queensland. The Daily Telegraph can reveal the Perrottet government will next month launch a defence and aerospace strategy designed to generate thousands of jobs and bolster New South Wales' share in Commonwealth defence investments. The strategy aims to create defence cities throughout the state to support highly skilled job hubs in industries that'll keep Australia safe from emerging threats, including the rise of China. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll be back tomorrow with another update.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.